With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Region of Queens Council took their last meeting on the road to the Pleasant River Community Hall. The highlight of the agenda was Council's decision to invest almost $2 million to repair the failing air conditioning unit at the Liverpool Business Development Center. The meeting opened with the public comment section. A couple of residents spoke, asking Council to put a pause in the permits to a controversial house being built on Eaglehead Beach, while a third person inquired about the possibility of adding more bylaw enforcement officers. After that, Council went about approving the job descriptions for workers at Hillsview Acres Long-Term Care Facility. The region is mandated by the province to review the positions every 4 years. From there, Council voted to go ahead with the $1.9 million plan to install a new four-zone cooling system at the Liverpool Call Center. Council then moved into the discussion phase of their meeting. First up was a conversation around installing an accessible ramp at the Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center in Liverpool. Provincial law requires all government-owned buildings to be accessible by 2030. Council deliberated on the placement of the ramp and how it's to be enclosed. The preferred option seems to be along the side of the building adjacent to the Royal Bank that leads from the rear parking lot. The plan will be evaluated and brought before Council in greater detail at a future meeting. The last piece of business was a lively discussion on whether or not to form a pool committee. The Queen's Community Aquatic Society recently received a $3 million private donation towards the construction of a new pool and are looking for the region to begin construction as soon as possible. The conversation revolved around who will make up the committee, what responsibility it will have, and what will be asked of staff. In the end, Council decided to form a committee, but what it will look like and what role it will play in the construction of a new pool has yet to be determined. Next up, Council will hold a special Council meeting Tuesday, July 5th to discuss the location of the new library. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.